from KQED.
This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. What began as a once-a-month art gallery walk has now become an artistic and cultural event in Oakland, also an eating event, and it attracts thousands and features artists and artisans, crafts, live music, and food. In this Forum segment, we want to discuss a phenomenon that has brought excitement, enthusiasm, and aesthetic pleasure to downtown Oakland, the Oakland Art Murmur. And if that sounds vaguely like heart murmur, I think it is because it is supposed to sound like heart murmur. Joining us in studio is Eric Arnold, member of the communications team of Oakland First Fridays, which organizes the vendors, performance artists, and other events outside of the art galleries. He's also a freelance photojournalist. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Michael. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. Also good to have Danielle Fox, who's executive director of the Oakland Art Murmur. She's also the owner of the Slate Contemporary Gallery in Oakland, and welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. And we are going to connect, we hope, with Sammy Roberts, director of cultural arts and marketing in the city of Oakland. Well, this is, let me begin, Danielle Fox, with you. Quite a phenomenon that we're talking about here, but it goes back in terms of its genesis, its origins to, actually just the first Friday for art galleries. It started much more modest, and now we have thousands and thousands of people.
It started in 2006. I think the galleries who first organized it started discussions about it in late 2005. At that time, there was already starting to be a handful of galleries, and those galleries were attracting, you know, maybe 100 people each to their openings, but they got together and said, you know, what if we all had our openings on the same night and my 100 people also came to your gallery and to yours? And within a couple months, they had 700 people coming.
But nobody had envisioned thousands. I mean, you've had up to 20,000 people.
It's been growing steadily.
It's kind of scary, you know, in some ways.
One more every year.
I mean, it's great for Oakland after all that Oakland's been through with tear gas and the like, but is it sort of scary as well?
I don't think so. No. I mean,
it's good.
You never quite know where it's going to go and how it's going to evolve. So there's maybe a certain amount of, you know, anxiety that can kind of come from that of like what's going on and where is it going. But so far, it's all been good.
It's been very peaceful. In fact, Mayor Kwan has said get real range of diversity of different people out there. And the feeling is, I guess, what the young people would call chill for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's, a feeling of community, I suppose, more importantly. Huh?
That's something that's been written about a lot in the press. In a recent article in the Chronicle, the writer was just saying, I just had this incredible sense of a community that was there all together. And that's something that she said it was something she hadn't felt in a long time in the city. It's something that, I mean, Eric's probably more the person to talk about.
Well, we're
going to
talk with, about Eric.
His zone.
But you set off the Saturday stroll as apart from this, as a way of
right.
kind of keeping.
So as First Fridays have really become rather saturated in the galleries over the last year or two. They've sort of reached a point where you really couldn't fit any more people into the galleries, and there didn't seem to be much point continuing to promote First Friday as a night to come out to the galleries in Uptown, at least. So our organization, which has always been an art gallery organization from the start, where our mission is to promote awareness and engagement with the visual arts in Oakland. And the First Friday Art Walk is one of the programs that we use to do that, but we have several others. And as First Friday's kind of maxed out in Uptown, one of the things we did do is launch Saturday Stroll. That means that every single Saturday, you can count on a certain number of galleries being open in Oakland. It's 25 spaces, 17 galleries, and 8 mixed-use spaces that will all be open between 1 and 5. We encourage galleries to hold events on Saturdays, and part of what we do is promote this free public programming to the public to offer alternative experiences to First Friday, where people can engage with the art, the artists, and the curators on a little more of a deeper level than you can on First Friday. So that includes artist talks, you know, curators tours. We have a monthly district walking tour on the third Saturday of every month that's free and led by a different gallery director.
Yeah, I mentioned before our guest came in to the studio that Oakland's getting suddenly a reputation as being sort of the place to go for contemporary art, not only here in California, but really nationally. They're comparing it to Brooklyn and even heard comparisons, wild as they may sound, to Germany, where, you know, the most cutting-edge contemporary art is and remains, I think, probably in the world. Eric Arnold, you're behind a lot of the organization here, and it's gotten pretty formidable, I would say. But there's a connection and there's a partnership and relationship now that's gone on with the city.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of the things where, you know, we have been holding regular Wednesday meetings at Historic Club, community meetings, and people from the city have actually participated and said, hey, we're a stakeholder, but this is really your thing as a community. So we want to grow this. We want to help you to seed it. And we want you to take it over and actually have ownership of it.
Well, the galleries were paying for the street closure. That's not going to necessarily continue in perpetuity, is it?
Currently the city is paying,
I mean, the city took it over after the galleries
were paying for the street closure. And they've committed to that through December. Yeah. And now we're sort of in the process of, you know, doing the heavy lifting of figuring out, okay, what do we need to do to make this sustainable into 2013?
Can you give us a description, maybe encapsulate a description, what people see when they go to Art Murmur or when they go, for example, to when they walk through it or First Friday when they get off BART?
Well, First Friday is, I mean, you get off BART. You can also take the B shuttle, which is the free shuttle that goes along Broadway. You know, get off at 12th Street or 19th Street, and I'll just take you through it. You know, first thing you're going to see is around 18th and 19th, you're going to see the Block Party OAK. Which has two stages, the Grow Sessions and Deep Black Recording stages. You have the In the Black Marketplace, which is it's artisans, local vendors who happen to be people of color. You've got Gersha Ethiopian Food and the Funky Soul Stop Record Shop, which actually sells vinyl. I don't know.
It sounds like something out of Michael Chabon's new novel, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You still have a turntable, Michael?
I do have a turntable.
All right. Well, you know, come on down. And then, you know, that's just one block right there. You know, then moving forward, we've got the Jazz Alley Outdoor Lounge and Community Jam Session, live music from Valerie Trout and Key 510, also Marcus Cohen in the Congress. We're going to have special guests just popping in, doing a little jazz scatting. There's a jerk chicken vendor on that block.
Jerk chicken vendor? What?
Jamaican jerk chicken. Yeah, spicy, but hot as well. And then, you know, moving on down to the next block, we've got the Eat Up Food Pod. Now, that's 15 of the Bay Area's best food trucks, 7 local Oakland mixed media artists, and 4 DJs.
This is really
and then we get to the
happening
art zone,
event, yeah,
which is an interactive art wall. Yeah. An interactive art wall with art vehicles, DJs, face painters, performers, local food vendors. You know, I mean, moving on, this month there's going to be 2 music stages curated by Mission Creek and the Arts Beat Foundation. An electric stage and an acoustic stage. There's the Bad Boys Uptown Studios fashion show, a classic lowrider car show, and we haven't even gotten to the Great Wall visual performance art screen.
And you know what it begins to sound like to some people? Mardi Gras.
Exactly. Bring your beads and come on down.
Well, you can actually come on down, so to speak, and join us in this conversation. If you've been to Art Murmur or if you have some questions about it, now is the time to join us. Our toll-free number is available to you. It's 866-733-6786. We do welcome your calls, so feel free to join the program. Again, it's toll-free at 866-733-6786. And says a lot about maybe, the other side of Oakland. After all that bad news, this brings out, you know, an extraordinary diverse community, and you've heard about all the activities, and so far so good. Let's touch wood on that. And superstitious enough during this last World Series and everything, but we'll continue with the superstitions. And again, feel free to let us know if you have been a part of Art Murmur or Saturday Stroll. Our email address is forum@kqed.org. You can also post questions or comments on our website by going to kqed.org/forum and clicking on this segment, or go to our Facebook page and tweet us if you like. Our Twitter handle is @KQED Forum. It started off as a monthly art walk between 8 galleries back in 2006, and now it's exploded. Draws as many as 20,000 people to downtown Oakland, a vibrant street party, features live performances, food trucks, more than 30 participating galleries and venues, and we're talking to some of the organizers and those involved. And by the way, the First Friday event is coming up this Friday. That's tomorrow. Danielle Fox here with us is executive director of Oakland Art Murmur, and she's also the owner of Slate Contemporary Gallery in Oakland, and Eric Arnold is a member of the communications team of Oakland First Fridays. They organize the vendors, performance artists, other events outside of the art galleries. He's also a freelance photojournalist. You show your stuff there too, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the photos that I take are on the website right now, which is oaklandfirstfridays.org.
And here's Tony writing on our Facebook page, I prefer Saturday stroll. First Friday has become way too crowded, tends to attract a different element where my wife and I do not feel safe. We are not able to enjoy the art because of the horde of people that attend. And you say what to that, Eric?
Well, I think that's unfortunate, but I also think that, you know, everyone takes in art at their own sort of speed. You know, I mean, what we're seeing with First Fridays is we're actually seeing an expansion of the galleries beyond just the Murmur Gallery. So, I mean, we have the Betty Ono Gallery on 14th. They're having an opening, and that's actually going to be an amazing opening of Day of the Dead themed works by Fabiana Rodriguez, Ori Original, and Julio Salgado. And then, you know, there's also the First Love Gallery. So, I mean, it's not strictly about the art. There is a lot of other stuff going on. You know, as you said, it's like carnival, like Mardi Gras. It's a street party. There are musicians. There are vendors. That's not everyone's speed, but I think, you know,
We had a million people in San Francisco yesterday. Everything was pretty calm and chill. I'll use that word again that my younger daughter used to love to use. But the fact of the matter is, you don't have the police in Oakland that you used to have because of cuts and because of problems with revenue. And I'm hoping that this continues to be. But when somebody says, I'm concerned about the safety and things were kept under control in San Francisco because there was a very strong police presence. I mean, should we be concerned about this, Danielle Fox?
Well, the city has.
Because it's growing.
I mean, it's something that really you should address with Sammy when she comes on. Because
we'll get her on
in a second.
She'll
know a little more about those details than I do. But I know that over the last few months, the city has been providing a huge number of police for the First Friday event. Since they've been doing the street closures, the street closure has come with a huge police corps and sometimes private security, and often the community business districts also bring in all of their ambassadors and everything. So whereas there was a gap over several years where I didn't feel like there was enough security. Right now, I think there is. And the question is just whether the city can afford to maintain it.
Well, let me ask Sammy Roberts about that. She's director of cultural arts and marketing with the city of Oakland. She described this as a flash mob that grew. There has been collaboration. Sammy, welcome, first of all. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
A lot of collaboration with the city, and it's ongoing. I mean, I know you want this to be a national model, in fact. That's pretty ambitious, but you're going to need funding and you're going to need police, right?
Well, absolutely. Currently, we've been able to tap into resources that come from, you know, the police department, as well as an existing contract with a private security firm, and also the ambassadors, as Danielle mentioned. So it's been sort of a combination of different resources, and it's been working quite well. We probably have enough funding to continue it, through the end of the year. But looking ahead, we do need to, you know, continue our collaboration with the key stakeholders, including the community benefit district. The Art Murmur, the Gallery Association, and the First Fridays group, to kind of, focus attention on, how can we maybe garner some, foundation support, some grants, and, some additional funding, from maybe the business community to help keep this going onto the future. But I'm very confident that we can do that. I look at all the resources that have been brought to this event in the last few months that have bubbled up from the community, and, also combining that with some, modest support from the city, and I have no doubt that we can sustain this over time.
Well, you sound very optimistic. Actually, I'm looking at a tweet here from Zenny. I assume it's Zenny Abraham, but he says Art Murmur can be to Oakland what South by Southwest is to Austin, Texas, if Oakland's fear of success is avoided.
Well, I think we can all say, by virtue of this conversation and just how the event is going, is that we're all positioned for success, and we're working together in a collaborative fashion. And quite honestly, it's a very unique situation, because typically what happens is that an organization, an entity, will come to the city and apply for a permit and come with, the fees for those permits and security and insurance and all of that. And this was, different. This was, a grassroots effort that bubbled up, and now the city is stepping in to help, sustain it and provide infrastructure. So, somewhat uncharted territory, but, as evidenced by how well all of the various stakeholders are working together, I think that, there's no doubt that everyone in this is as I said, positioned for success and wants to see this event continue.
Well, with your enthusiasm about the event, I have to ask you, and your optimism about it, you're also trying to promote this even not only beyond Oakland, but maybe even beyond the Bay Area? You've talked about a national model, for example.
Well, definitely. I mean, I think on a lot of levels it is. And if you think about how much national attention has that this event and the arts and the economic and cultural renaissance of Oakland has generated, you know, in media outlets from coast to coast, I mean, the potential, for leveraging that is tremendous. And if you look at arts, I mean, they're somewhat the unsung hero in economic development. And they're, you know, from cities across the nation, you're going to hear countless stories of, you know, the arts lifting underserved areas, creating 24-hour downtowns, artists moving into funky spaces and bringing them to life. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, nationally, the arts are, I believe it's a $37 billion industry that generates 1.3 million jobs locally, and that's just the nonprofits. And locally, if you look at just the organizations that the city funds through our Grants for the Arts program, we're talking about $10 million in revenue and probably, you know, upwards to 4,000 jobs in the greater picture. So, you know, the arts are a very strong economic development tool, and because of that, you know, that's why, you know, Mayor Kwan, who's been a longtime champion of the arts, you know, really convened everyone, got everyone around the table to see what we could all, you know, individually and collectively do to continue to promote and sustain Art Murmur and the arts in general for Oakland.
Well, this makes up for that lost revenue with marijuana that you Sammy Roberts, again, is Director of Cultural Arts and Marketing for the City of Oakland. And Julie writes, I have loved Art Murmur for years. Please be sure to mention that Art Murmur has recently expanded down towards Jack London Square, much less crowded. There are some wonderful studio gallery buildings, The Hive on 3rd and Jefferson, and Swarm on 2nd near Clay, to name a few, and Locale also on 2nd, which sells locally, go figure, handmade design goodies. As an artist at The Hive, we would love to draw more of that crowd for our first Friday gallery receptions and open studios. People can browse freely and meet artists without the crowd of uptown. And let's go to your calls, and we'll go first to Dan in Albany. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Are you there?
I'm here, and I assume you're there.
I just wanted to share my perception very quickly of Oakland Art Murmur.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I live a couple of cities north, and I get a number of friends together, and we ride bikes down there almost every month. And when I have friends from the greater region, greater Bay Area, or I have friends in from out of town, I bring them to Oakland Art Murmur, and they are just totally blown away, not only by the creativity of it, the number of art galleries, musicians playing on the sidewalks and in the street, all the kind of food that's available now. But it's, I would say, as a cross-section of society, it is so ethnically diverse, it's so multicultural, and I've lived in the Bay Area, I've been to festivals in San Francisco, I've lived in Chicago and Milwaukee, and I've been to things like Art Murmur, but I've never experienced something of this kind of caliber and this size that just seems so across the spectrum of age, of gender, of ethnicity, of nationality. It just seems like everybody's there, and it's just one of the most wonderful things I've ever seen. And I would encourage anybody listening, if you haven't been to Oakland Art Murmur before, this Friday, I'd say 6 p.m. maybe, head down and start off at about 24th or 25th and Telegraph and see for yourself, and try to ride a bike if you can, or take BART.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. Of course, if you can't take BART or ride a bike, Eric Arnold, I imagine parking is quite a hassle if you're going to take a
car
over
there. Actually, there are several large lots where you can park for $10 or less.
And they're not filled up with thousands of people?
No.
There? I like what he said about diversity, because I noticed that Mayor Kwan had said at first it was a lot of what she called white people and Asian hipsters. But is she accurate in this, Eric, that it's gotten so diverse now that it looks like a United Nations?
Oh, I mean, it is amazingly diverse. I mean, and it really represents Oakland in that respect. I mean, just from block to block. And even within the blocks, the flavor changes up, the music changes up. You've got, you know, freestyle hip-hop over here. You've got acoustic folk over here. Even just the food trucks, you know, it's not just a taco truck. You know, you'll also have, the jerk chicken that I mentioned, the Ethiopian food that I mentioned. It's just amazingly diverse.
Well, let's call here for more of our callers. Here's an Oakland caller. Chris, you're on. Good morning.
Hi. Wanted to talk to you about the Great Wall of Oakland, which we founded in 2006. It was my idea because I went to Art Murmur and I saw this incredible authenticity, which, as Dan says, you don't see in all these types of events. And so I envisioned video art from around the world on the wall of our office building that would be like wallpaper for the event. And so since then, we've been showing cutting-edge video art from all around the world, and we want it to be something that you see in the Uptown District of Oakland. So we're sort of, I guess our goal is to educate, enrich, and enliven urban spaces with fresh, provocative art. So far, we have partnered with Pandora. We had a Pandora night. We just recently had a Pixar night with the art of employees of Pixar. And they're going to have an annual film fest with us, is what we're working on, we hope. Project Bandaloop has made it sort of a hometown locale for them. And additionally, we're going to partner in the spring with the Walker Arts Center in Minneapolis. They want to bring a show and work with us on it. So I say kudos to the city for stepping in and doing what they're doing to keep it orderly. We appreciate their support. And it is totally diverse.
Chris, can you give us a clue about the art of the Pixar employees? I imagine it's more than animated. And how good is it?
This is video art, and it's extremely good. And what we find with that is it's mostly the narratives are marvelous. The stories are good, which you'd figure because they're a storytelling outfit. But the caliber was extremely high. But then this month, this Friday, we're going to have all Oakland artists, Oakland by and about Oakland. So we're going to celebrate our own local artists.
Well, thank you for calling and for your contribution, Danielle Fox.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, too, to give the Great Wall another plug that Project Bandaloop will be performing on this coming Saturday on the Great Wall at 1 o'clock. So come down, see some amazing aerial dancing for free, then go to see the galleries. Saturday stroll, there's a couple artist talks going on, and all the galleries will be open. This is the kind of thing you can see in Oakland, and you don't have to wait for First Friday.
And again, we'll hear from more of our callers. Another Albany caller, Jamie, hi, you're on.
Hey, I've been a DJ at Art Murmur for the last couple months, setting up a great sound system, just piecing together some great big speakers we've got and playing some good original music, some stuff you're not going to hear out on the radio, and just been trying to get a good vibe going for Oakland because we love an Art Murmur. We've been going for years and finally feeling great to have the chance to participate in it.
Well, thank you for participating in Forum this morning and calling us, Jamie. Good to hear from you. We'll hear from another caller right off. Bob, that's you. Hi, from Oakland.
Oh, hi, Michael. Thoroughly enjoying the program. My wife and I go down to the Art Murmur every first Friday, and wouldn't miss it for the world. I just love the vibe. I love the crowds. It's some of your earlier people questioned about the safety. I think it's a really friendly, gorgeous sort of vibe, and I feel totally safe there.
And do you see different stuff every time you go? Is it a different experience every time you go?
Well, yes and no. We see different stuff, but we always end up at about 9 o'clock at the Café Rendezvous on 25th and Broadway and go and hear Rusty Zinn and his wonderful band. And for all your listeners who don't know about Rusty, you should go to the Café Rendezvous tomorrow night. And Rusty's a local guy that sings. He made a big name for himself in the blues world internationally, and then he forsook all that and took up Jamaican music, and he sings sort of rocksteady, lovers rock influenced Jamaican stuff, and he sings like an angel. So we always end up there. So it's an awful lot of fun.
Well, it's good to hear from you and appreciate your call. And I'm going to go to some of your emails now. Ellen writes, my husband and I and our dog Wilson have attended First Friday from the beginning. We love going and especially love the sense of community. My question for your guests is, why do they think that Art Murmur has had no effect on the city's violence? Sammy Roberts, big question, thorny question. Any response from you?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, I think I'm reading into it, perhaps. Ellen doesn't explain what she means by that, but she feels that maybe since things are so mellow and there's so much feeling of community, wouldn't it follow logically that it would diminish the violence level in the city of Oakland?
Well, I think that's an interesting point. I think if you look empirically at the role that events, public events, play in sort of, you know, as an anti-crime measure, for lack of a better term. I mean, the more positive activity you have in an area, generally the less, you know, undesirable activity you're going to have. Now, I don't know statistically how this all bears out at this point. It's worth taking a look at. But, you know, empirically, you're going to find that. I mean, it's logical that, you know, when you have, you know, large groups of people and they're enjoying themselves, then maybe some of that other activity isn't going to be there. So, you know, we're having, you know, as you know, and has been said by the callers and by the event organizers, we've had peaceful and enriching experiences every first Friday, and we expect that that'll continue.
Well, I want to read some more of our listener remarks. Cannoli says, I love the fact that this is spontaneous and not like the Festival at the Lake with uniform booths, lots of control, expensive to participate in. I wonder if the attempted control at that festival had something to do with the violence that ended up closing it. As a bit of disappointment, we set up a booth with our art on the street, and there was almost no interest in what we brought, while there was lots of interest in food, music, and other vendors. And Gregory writes, Art Murmur tends to get way too crowded. I usually bypass uptown and head to the Oakland Metro Opera House in Jack London Square for Hood Slam. Underground wrestling is so much more fun. yeah, Danielle.
Yeah, I just wanted to recommend for people who do want to experience Art Murmur but are leery of the crowds, there is a strategy. You start in uptown, which is the part that gets the most crowded, at the early part of the evening. Between 6 and 7, it's light, it's really mellow, you know, it hasn't turned into such a party. There's lots of space it's easy to park and get in the galleries. Spend 5 or 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock up there, and then move down to Midtown and then down to Jack London if you've still got the energy. There are wonderful galleries in Midtown and Jack London, and those areas are not crowded at all.
Let me just get a couple other emails on the record here. Roberts writes, I visited 10 times over the last 3 years, and it is such a great street vibe. There is something different every time that expresses the best of the creative urban spark that the artists are so good at getting started. Sometimes we go to a great restaurant after, like Plum. Sometimes we go to a bar after. I live in Mission in San Francisco and love what Oakland is doing. Tanya says, I want to acknowledge and appreciate the involvement of the Oakland School for the Arts with Art Murmur. The school coordinates their visual art and digital media shows to occur on first Fridays. The Art Murmur community has embraced the art shows at the OSA White Box and Black Box Theaters, validating the work these talented young people are creating and launching some young art careers. Thank you all for being here. Continued success with Art Murmur. May it live peacefully and may it thrive. Eric Arnold, again, member of the communications team. Danielle Fox, executive director, and Sammy Roberts, director of cultural arts and marketing for the city of Oakland. And we thank you, our listeners. We're with you every Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, with an hour repeated, 10 to 11 in the evening. Forums produced by Judy Campbell and Irene Noguchi. Our engineer today is Howard Gelman. Our engagement producer is Amanda Stupai, with online support from David Marks. Our senior editor is Dan Zoll. And our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation in honor of Louise and Claude Rosenberg.